Clare in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Away day, wahey!
Good morning, everybody!
Morning.
Libby, why have you told us to clear our diaries today?
And why have you asked us to prepare food?
All in good time, guys. All in good time. Let's get the team meeting over with first. Helen?
Yes, Libby.
Scrabble evening for dyslexics. How did that go?
Sorry, Libby, didn't think it through.
So I heard. Claire?
Yes, thank you, Libby. Yeah, the nitrous oxide abusers want to borrow the minibus.
Are you having a laugh?
Most of the time, yes, they are, but they still... really want to borrow the minibus?
No, no, out of the question.
Why?
Because of the funding cuts.
Well, I should like it officially noted that I oppose these cuts to our resources.
Well, by all means. Who had the pen last? yes, Ray. Yes, you wanted to say something, mate.
Yes, Libby, we have a problem with one of the clients, Mr. Watson.
Oh, yeah? What about him?
He's a lifelong Tottenham Hotspur fan, and he's taken to wearing a T-shirt with the Y word on it.
What Y word?
The Y word.
Yeah, well, he just can't, because the Y word is every bit as unacceptable as the N word.
N word? What's the N word?
Or, indeed, the C word.
Oh, no, 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 no. I have to disagree with you there, Claire. There's nothing wrong with the C word. In fact, not saying it just stigmatises people diagnosed with the illness.
You know. Yeah, I don't mean that C word, Joan. I mean the other C word.
Ah, got you now, Claire.
Okay, so the penny's dropped.
It has. And I certainly don't approve of that word's use as a term of abuse.
No, no, Jane, well, nor do I.
I mean, my mother was a C-word, and my father was an even bigger C-word. And although I didn't share their beliefs, their church did a lot of good work.
No.
Out in Africa and places.
No, the other C-word.
There's another. How many C-words are there?
All right, listen, I don't understand what the problem is, Ray. Why don't you just tell Mr. Watson that he can't wear his T-shirt?
I have, but he insists. He says that Spurs fans have taken an insult and embraced it with pride, thereby robbing it of its power to offend. He sees it as a wholly supportive, positive and empowering gesture.
You know, I've heard all about this appropriation argument, and I just think that there are some words that are simply intrinsically offensive.
I agree, Claire. Those words are very powerful, particularly when they have negative connotations. But then, just look at the Q word.
Q word. Got it. I know that one.
My community appropriated it with great success and turned it into a term of pride.
Are you Q then, Ray?
I am, and so is Libby.
Really?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I define myself as Q, but I have been B in the past.
So, would you say you were B and Q?
Yes, I would, Joanie. Especially as I like to do it myself once in a while.
Thank you for that earthy Australian humour, Libby, but it's not helping to solve the problem of Mr. Watson's T-shirt.
Yeah, all right, okay. I say it's a no-no.
What about the T-shirt that says F-word Arsenal?
That's fine.
Yeah, no,
okay,
I'm fine.
All right.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Ask anyone else in the school.
I don't have to. I'm right, you're wrong.
Think about it, Simon. Why would they call it an insect day?
Because that's what it's called.
Bit on the grumpy side today, aren't we?
Sorry, old man. This happens when I'm between girlfriends and haven't had me condiments for a while.
It's conjugals.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what I mean. You more than anyone. How did it go with Doreen?
Delphine.
Are you sure?
Yes, quite sure.
What I mean is, was it okay the day I fixed up for you? I did warn you that I found Delphine in my never-to-be-revisited file.
Well, I was nervous, of course. Still a bit fragile about splitting up with Claire, but Delphine and I had a really lovely evening.
Did you? Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Playing girls can be a lot of fun. They don't have to worry about how they look, so they can put more effort into amusing us. And I'm saying that as a feminist.
I don't find her plain. I thought she was very attractive.
Delphine?
Yes, Delphine.
Do you mean she has a nice personality attractive or actually attractive?
Both. Plus, she was charming, witty, warm.
Delphine?
Yes, Delphine.
I just don't recognise her from your description.
Well, how many Delphines have you been out with?
Well, two. And I certainly wasn't going to fix you up with Barn Door Delphine.
Please, Simon, do you have to be so sexist?
How dare you? Barn Door is the town she came from in France, you know, where they produce the red wine.
That's Bordeaux.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Look, if you don't believe me, ask one of your colleagues in the geography department.
And finally, the Young Offenders Orchestra. Can I have an update, please, Claire?
Oh, yes, I'm very excited indeed, because studies have shown, both at home and abroad, that the playing of music as part of a group increases self-esteem, it encourages community awareness, and it generally diminishes antisocial behaviours.
Well, that's fantastic, Claire. And when are we going to hear them perform?
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as we find out which one of the buggers have stolen all the instruments.
Okie dokie. Now, I hope you've all cleared your diaries for today.
Yes,
because
indeed.
I've got a little surprise.
Yeah, is it a pleasant surprise?
I'm not going back to Australia, Claire, if that's what you're hoping.
Damn it.
And sorry, Helen.
It isn't redundancy either.
Oh, double damn it.
It's a team building away day.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Yeah, at least Janie's excited.
No, it's not that. I've just realised what the other C word is.
All right, point is, guys, team morale is low, and we need to pick things up again.
Sorry, who says team morale is low? Where's your evidence?
All right, for example, just the other week when I suggested the team had lost their motivation, Helen replied, and I quote, "I don't give a flying fart."
Hold on, Libby. Although I did say the words, "I don't give a flying fart," I think it's important to put them in context. Namely, that ever since I've worked for social services, I've never given a flying fart.
Well, thank you for that clarification, Helen.
You know, I know a brilliant way to build the team, Libby.
Oh, yes, Claire.
Yeah, we all stay here and do our jobs properly. Look, Libby, you are a relative newcomer to this office, and let me assure you that we have been doing this job for many years without ever liking or respecting each other.
Look, you can be as cynical as you like, Claire, but I have personal experience of team building's effectiveness. I'll never forget, back in Oz, me and my team went whitewater rafting. Suffice to say, it was a very challenging day indeed.
And this helped you bond?
It did. Not as much as attending the funeral of the colleagues who fell out of the boat.
Children and families went hot air ballooning, followed by a meal in a Michelin-starred restaurant on their away day.
And Rough Sleepers Initiative did quad biking, followed by a barbecue.
Yeah, well, we don't quite have the budget for that. Our away day will be slightly more modest, but no less fun.
What's your special today, Jenny?
Mung bean dumplings, and it's not Jenny, it's Mrs. Price to you.
Sorry, and what's that?
Mung beans that haven't been shaped into dumplings yet.
And this is...
Aubergine couscous.
Any chips?
No, or... and there's no crack cocaine either.
The school dinners have to be quite so healthy.
I thought you teachers were supposed to set an example to the kids.
Yes, of course. I'll have the mung bean dumplings. And what is this delicious-looking gravy?
Tahini and peanut drizzle.
I'll have some of that.
Not with mung beans, you won't.
Oh, OK.
Simon!
Jenny!
I put something aside special for you, Simon, something I made myself.
Oh, Jenny, Cumberland sausages, beans and chips. You are spoiling me.
Treacle tart for pudding.
Saucy wench.
See you later, cheeky.
Excuse me, what's this here?
What does it look like?
How come I get mung beans and you get Cumberland sausage?
Because Jenny and I...
Yeah, actually, Simon, I don't want to know.
Suffice to say, Brian, I surprised myself at the lengths I was prepared to go to not to have to eat that crap.
Now, fortunately, I'm going out to dinner tonight.
Who with?
And Delphine.
Good for you. Get a bit more practice in before you begin to date properly. In fact, I think I might have found someone for you in my Shy But Shags book.
No need, Simon. I like her.
A bit clingy, though.
I don't think so.
No? Once in the pub, she followed me into the gents' toilet.
Why would she do that?
She got it into her head that I was going to do a runner.
Well, did you try and reassure her?
Well, of course, but she still refused to leave the cubicle. And that was the day after Curry Club.
Well, she must have changed. She's just out for fun, as far as I can see.
Fun?
Yeah, she's great fun.
So she didn't cry. She never stopped crying when I was with her. The day our relationship finished, she was inconsolable. According to Ted the barman, he was the one who told her. I was out the window and down the road by then.
No, she hasn't cried. But she does have an air of melancholy about her. I find that quite appealing.
I believe the technical term is moping.
When she laughs, it sounds like a peal of bells.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it. So, to recap, you think Delphine is attractive, fun, charming, witty and warm?
Yeah, all of the above and more.
Which is all very well, but you must admit that she does have a rather large bottom.
I like women with large bottoms.
Yeah, actually, so do I.
Come on in, everybody.
This is it, the away day venue, your flat.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we could so have done this in the office.
No, Claire, because we can't relax in the office. Whoa, 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 okay, no, stop right there, guys. Come on, shoes off, everybody. Come on, shoes... Ray, Ray, mate, could you take your shoes off and put these plastic bags over your feet?
I've brought my own plastic bags, Libby.
You're a good man, Ray. Actually, guys, would you mind walking around the rug?
Libby, your flat is lovely.
Well, thank you, Helen.
Ooh, these photos are interesting.
Oh, yeah, do you like them? I was on a women's retreat, and as part of the sexual discovery day, we all took close-up photographs of our genitalia. Yeah, go on, Ray. Go on, guess which one's me.
Unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am, because this is something of a field of expertise for me, but isn't this one a photograph of male genitalia?
That's Sandra. Thanks for reminding me, Ray. I've got to update that one.
For goodness sake, can we just hurry up and bond so we can go home?
Yeah, look, Claire, you've made your feelings about the away day very clear. Would you just sit down and relax?
If I must.
I'm going to go and get us all some hot beverages!
Right, you keep lookout. I'm going for a snoop. Where do you think the bedroom is?
I don't feel very comfortable.
I don't think any of us do.
This is ridiculous.
It's a nice flat, mind. It's very tasteful in a horribly antiseptic, unwelcoming, not lived in kind of a way.
It's very white, like something out of a science fiction film. I think I'm getting snow blindedness.
Libby is certainly very house proud.
Do you think she'll let us use the toilet? I mean, I don't want the toilet, but whenever I feel my access to a toilet is denied, I immediately want to use the toilet.
Team building exercises, I ask you. Did the post-apartheid ANC government spend its afternoons doing team building exercises? I mean...
Are you really comparing yourself to the ANC, Claire?
No, Ray, I'm not. They were building a country. I am merely rebuilding one.
Rightio. Tea, coffee, infusions are served. Now, I'm going to give you each your own coaster. Please use them at all times. Guys, could you put the coaster's face down so the design doesn't get spoiled? Helen! Tea's ready! Have you finished in my bedroom?
Nearly.
You have a lovely home, Libby.
Thank you, Ray.
I like your paintings.
That's authentic Australian Aboriginal art, Joanie.
Very spotty.
Thank you.
Libby, I was looking in your bedside cabinet and I found this. Can I borrow it?
Of course you can, Helen.
Oh, it's too big to fit in my handbag.
Yeah, I'll lend you a rucksack later.
Thanks.
So, who enjoyed the rounders this morning?
Nobody did, except you.
Yeah, you wouldn't let anyone else have a go with the bat.
Yeah, well, that's because you had to get me out first, all right? I thought I explained that.
But why did you have to upset Joan like that?
It was just sledging. Crikey! If you can't take a bit of vicious personal abuse designed to disturb and disorientate you, then you shouldn't be playing sport.
On behalf of the whole team, I think I can say that we resented what you put us through this morning.
Well, there you go. You're bonding already. Let's see what meals you galloping gourmets have all prepared. Now me, and it's going to take some beating, proving once again that Australian cuisine is a match for the world and we have left our inferiority complex all behind, I've rustled up some ricotta fritters in an orange and honey sauce with a spiced chickpea tomato and feta salad. What have you brought, Helen?
Crisps.
Ray?
Crisps as well.
Joan?
Crisps.
Claire, please tell me you haven't brought crisps.
I haven't brought crisps.
Good.
I haven't actually brought anything, but if you want, I'll go and buy some crisps.
I think we'll be all right for crisps, thanks.
Actually, I don't mind not having what Libby's made. I love crisps. In fact, I don't think there's a flavour of crisps I don't like. Ready salted, shake in the bag salted, salt and vinegar, sea salt and balsamic vinegar.
So I suggest that we have our lunch and afterwards we get down to business and start discussing ways we can improve team morale, efficiency and trust.
Salt and black pepper, ham and mustard, chilli, salt chilli.
Can I just get this straight?
How many times do I have to go over this with you?
Just one last time and then I'll leave it, I promise.
It better be the last time.
So, you really like her?
Yes, yes, I really like her. Why do you have such a problem with that?
I'm confused. If Delphine is so great, how did she end up in my not-to-be-revisited book? Did I make a mistake? Cross-reference her wrong? Do you know, I can't even remember if I slept with her. Tell me, Brian, what's she like in bed?
Simon!
No, you don't have to give details, just clues. For example, is she a screamer, a moaner, or a groaner?
Oh, for goodness sake.
All three? I've had a few of those.
Sir, can we carry on with the lesson? We've got exams tomorrow.
Simon, please go back to your own class.
OK, so we've had a spot of lunch, shared a bit of R&R, now let's get down to the business at hand. Team building!
Cheese and onion, sour cream and chives, cheese and pickle, pickled onion...
Joan.
Onion and sausage and tomato, Worcester sauce...
Joan! Could I have your complete attention, please?
Sorry, it's a coping strategy. I am listening, honest, but when I feel anxious, I like to create lists as a distraction. In this instance, crisp flavours. But it could be anything. Trees, breeds of dogs, bones in the body, or when things are really tough, film starring Oliver Reed.
OK, but can you not just think of them rather than saying them out loud?
I could try. It depends on how anxious I become.
Well, hang on, Joanie. Why are you so anxious?
I can sense hostility in the room.
Can you identify where this hostility is coming from?
Not really, no. I'd rather not say.
Do you want me to help, Joan? The hostility, I think, is probably coming from me. Because what I think, Joan, is that this whole day is a pointless exercise in self-indulgent, navel-gazing, hippy-dippy nonsense.
The devils, Gladiator, Tommy, women in love.
Yeah, all right, now, please, Claire, would you just go along with it? And after an hour, if you still think you're wasting your time, feel free to leave. Indulge me.
Very well, you have 1 hour.
Okay, team building. And remember, guys, let's try to keep the criticism constructive. Let's go.
Right. I'm sick to death of having to do Helen's work for her.
Well, I'm sick to death of Ray leaving the kitchen in a mess.
And I'm sick to death of Helen always being late for meetings.
Oh, I'm sick to death of Ray's constant sulking. And I'm sick to death of Ray's halitosis.
And I'm sick to death of Helen's very existence on planet Earth.
Get stuck.
Not yours.
Well, that was a very refreshingly forthright exchange of views. But if we're just going to have 3 hours of squabbling amongst ourselves, it won't be any different from any other afternoon at work. So I suggest a little bit of structure.
57 minutes.
All right, now let's just break the ice with a little game. I want each of you to tell the group something about yourself that we didn't already know. All right, now I'll start. You ready, guys? I'm going to start. Here we go. I'm a little bit OCD. There, I've said it.
Wow, that's a shocker.
Yeah. Janie, your turn.
Have I told you about my dark place?
Yes, yeah, you have. Janie, why don't you try to think of something else?
I've never been kissed.
OK, Janie, good one. Ray, what have you got for us?
Well, I was going to keep this secret a little bit longer, but a relative I didn't even know I had has just left me £1.3 million in her will.
Helen?
I need £25,000 by the end of the week for a life-saving operation.
Nice try, Helen.
£10,000?
Not a penny.
Take it.
Scrounger.
Yeah, isn't this just lovely, eh? Learning a little bit about each other. Claire, what would you like to share with the team?
Today is my birthday.
Really?
What? Well, happy birthday, kiddo.
Thank you very much.
Why didn't you say so? We could have bought you...
What, some crisps? Probably.
Any reason why you didn't tell us?
Well, I've actually never celebrated my birthday. Not since I was 12.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. No, my parents, you see, they'd forgotten it again. I'd actually blame them now, because their relationship was on the rocks. They were pretty preoccupied. And at the time I was... Well, I suppose at the time I was heartbroken. I do remember running to the garden shed, which had become my place of sanctuary, clutching my only friend, Babbitt the rabbit.
Oh, Babbitt, they've done it again. Too busy arguing to remember my birthday. Before we play with my Rubik's Cube, let's flick through smash hits to cheer ourselves up.
So, this'll be the 80s,
yes,
then.
That's right.
Oh, look, Babbitt. It's George Michael. He's so dreamy. When I grow up, I'm going to marry him.
You weren't to know, Claire. None of us did.
I knew.
Do you mind? I am trying to tell a story here.
Sorry.
So in the corner of the garden shed, there was a pile of old sheets and blankets that I threw myself down upon. What happened next would change my life forever.
Who are you?
Please don't scream. I'm not going to hurt you.
What are you doing under the pile of old sheets and blankets in our garden shed?
Just taking a rest before I move on.
Are you a criminal?
Aye. If you ask the government, that's what they'd call me. But among my mates in the Labour movement, I'm what's known as a flying picket.
I don't know what that is. My understanding of the socio-economic geopolitical framework is rudimentary.
Did you really say that?
Or words to that effect.
Me and me flying picket mates are at the vanguard of the socialist struggle against the forces of capitalism. We go around the country helping workers achieve a fair wage and the dignity they deserve. And that includes women.
No!
Oh, I pet. We in the Labour movement fight for total equality, irrespective of race, creed, colour or sexual orientation. And the government does everything they can to stop us.
The beasts.
Is that George Michael?
Yes, it is.
Oh, to crying shame he's not gay. I reek fancy the pants off him, so I do.
So, you are a gay, feminist, socialist, flying picket?
Aye, that I am.
Pacifist?
Of course.
Vegetarian?
I try, but I'm still partial to a fishy on a little dishy.
Oh, I wish I could be like you.
You can! Join us! Would you like me to awaken your dormant political consciousness, pet?
That would be super.
Think of it as my birthday present to you.
For the next couple of hours, he delivered a brief but informative history of the British working class struggle. He explained the workings of international capitalism and how it contains the seeds of its own self-destruction. He sold me a subscription to Tribune and taught me guitar. It was the best birthday present I had ever received.
Think you can play the chords?
I'll give it a go.
The government had an idea, and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore.
What's that?
It's the police! They heard us! Damn it! I knew we should have sung one of Billy Bragg's softer, more reflective ballads.
There he is! Oh. Oppress him!
Crush him beneath your jackboot!
Deny him his fundamental human rights!
Kick him in the bollocks!
Leave him alone! No!
You're wasting your time, Rosses! You can arrest me, but there'll be another socialist waiting to take my place, ready to carry on the fight! Ain't that right, Pet?
Yes, I promise!
I know you will.
Wait!
Come on!
Wait! I don't even know your name.
Just call me Everyman.
Everyman? Isn't that a bit sexist?
Wow, Claire, that's an incredible story.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. And complete nonsense. I just made it all up. I made it all up to show what an utter sham this whole exercise is.
No, wait, hang on. What, none of it's true?
No, not a word of it.
There was no flying pickets in the garden shed.
No.
There was no police brutality.
No.
Your parents didn't forget your birthday.
Of course they didn't.
And it's not your birthday today.
No, it's all untrue. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have actual social work amongst real people to attend to.
How could she make up a story like that out of nothing?
She didn't, Ray. She got the idea from Great Expectations.
Great Expectations?
The big book Libby's lending me that I found in her bedside cabinet.
Yep, very same. Crisp anyone?
Waiter!
Oh, good evening, sir. Back again.
That's right.
I'm afraid we're still not offering the lunchtime specials in the evening, but I'm sure we can find something suitably cheap within your price range.
No. This is a special night out. Money, no object.
Goodness. And will you be leaving an even more lavish tip than last time? I still have it, you know. And one day I hope to go to Turkey so I can spend it.
A bowl of olives, please, whilst I wait.
Sir is aware that they are £3.50.
Yes, I know. Just go and get them.
And would sir like to wait for the lady before I bring him the cheapest wine on the menu?
I'll have it now.
Very good, sir.
Simon?
Hello, Brian.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was...
Do you know what? I don't care why you're here. I'm just pleased to see you. Another glass for my friend, please.
I'm not sure.
No, I insist. Look, if Delphine is going to be late, she can hardly begrudge me a drink with my oldest friend. Sit down.
Your wine and olives, sir.
Thank you.
Actually, Brian, there's something I have to tell you.
No, there's something I have to tell you first. You are the best mate a chap could ever hope for. No, forget that. You aren't my mate. You are my brother.
That's lovely, Brian. Point
is... You see, when Claire left me, I hit rock bottom. Other people were very generous with their kind words, but you delivered the goods. I never thought I would fall in love... Brian, put the brakes on. Suffice to say, Delphine is just the best thing that has happened to me in years.
Can I have another drink?
By all means. There is a glass there, son.
Right. My turn. This isn't easy for me, Brian.
No, hang on, I haven't finished yet. I'm as giddy as a schoolboy, Simon. I feel that tonight is the night. You know how you just know.
Oh, God. Waiter, another bottle.
What is it you wanted to tell me, Simon?
How can I put this? Brian, did you buy condoms?
Yes, of course.
Did you keep the receipt?
What are you trying to say, Simon?
After talking to you about Delphine, I was rather curious, so I got back in touch with her, and, well, she was rather pleased to hear from me. Well, very pleased to hear from me, and one thing led to another.
Oh, I see.
I think you've only got yourself to blame here, Brian.
So Delphine isn't coming?
No, she's waiting for me back at my flat.
Well, don't let me keep you.
Brian, don't try and make me feel bad about this. That's not what friends do. Besides, she's a human being, Brian. You don't own her, and if anybody did, it would be me, and I only lent her to you.
I understand, Simon. Really, I do.
If it's any consolation, Delphine told me that she was only with you to try and get back with me, so it was nothing personal.
Thanks, mate.
Deep in the forest, something stirs. I'll best be off home. Thanks for the drink.
You're welcome.
You'll be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine, honestly.
See you then.
See you. Waiter?
Sir?
Yeah, I've only actually eaten two of these olives. I'm wondering if I could...
No.
Oh, hi, Claire. Still up?
Hello, Brian. Yeah, I'm just writing up some reports. How was your date?
Great, great. It's a disaster.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. How was your day?
Oh, team-building day. Complete waste of time.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, I'm very tired and I'm going to go up straight upstairs to bed.
Brian?
I know what you're going to tell me. I'll find someone else, plenty of fish in the sea. I'm a nice chap, but just spare me the platitudes.
No, actually, Brian, I was just going to tell you that that's not your bedroom anymore.
Yeah, of course. Force of habit.
Good night, Brian.
Yeah, thing is, Claire, you're on the sofa and that's where I sleep.
No, I know, but I've really got to finish this. Why don't you go for a little amble round the block?
Yeah, I suppose I could.
Yeah, a couple of times. Should do it.
Claire, before I forget, happy birthday.
Thanks, Brian.
Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Sarah Kendall, Lisa Tarbuck, Sarah Tom, Andrew Wincott, Carolyn Pickles, and Alex Tregear. The producer was Alexandra Smith.